Are you currently sideways with the IRS? Do you have years of unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night? Are you facing tax liens, bank levies, or wage garnishments? If so, you should contact former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney Mark Milton at stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton provides a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on the TV and radio. Mark lives and works right here in the Kirkwood area. If you have IRS problems, visit stltaxlawyer.com today.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisement.
Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
I never remember. Is this Willie Nelson? Is this me? I think it's me.
And that happy tune is your step.
Yeah, it's me.
Life can be so sweet on sunny.
There's a lot of both sides of the street are sunny today
in shape
and hot.
With those blue on
ray. Are we live or recording?
But I think we're recording.
Not I think we are too.
This rover.
I don't even know what this is, but it's funny. Dan, who's that remind you of? Roger Miller.
Yes.
Yeah. He did a lot of that. What is that from?
That is from Robin Hood, the Disney one, the animated one.
Was that Robin Hood doing the...
No, I think that was actually the person that you just mentioned doing the intro for it.
Oh, Roger Miller.
Yeah, but I think in that he was a chicken.
Limey, do you know the song? The song that was the most famous song that he wrote and sang? And
I do not know.
King of the Road. You know that song?
Oh, King of the Road, yeah.
Trailer for Sailor Rent.
King of the Road.
That's it.
You know what that reminded me of?
Hey, look who's here, Tim Woodburn.
That reminded me of the scene in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou when George Clooney and his two guys broke out of prison and they stole a car and they're in the middle of Dustpan, Oklahoma. I mean, there's not a house or anything for miles. All you just see is all this. And all of a sudden they come across this black kid who's like standing at the crossroads. He's got a guitar in his hand and he gets in the car and they're like, well, we're looking for a guitar player for our band. He goes, I just sold my soul to the devil, and he taught me how to play this guitar. And the guy goes, you sold your soul? Oh, no. He goes with the southern accent. He goes, oh, Lord, you sold your soul to the devil to play the guitar? And the black kid goes, well, I wasn't using it.
And I see, I don't know why I didn't find that movie funny enough to get past half an hour.
Oh,
twice I couldn't get past
that's
half
a shame.
An hour.
All right, can I ask a stupid question? Does anybody else hear a buzzing?
Yes, I do.
You hear that?
Hold on,
yes.
Hold on, listen.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah, I hear it.
What the heck is that?
That's the sound effects machine.
It's like there's something. Is that the sound effects machine making the buzz?
Yeah, it's the connection between
Are you playing the sound effect of a buzz?
No, I'm not.
Well, then you shouldn't be doing that.
Gino!
Thanks, Tim.
Gino!
No, hold on, was that you?
Yeah. No, that part was, but you see now.
What, did you now listen. Yell Gino?
Yeah, I hear it.
I don't hear very well.
Figure out what the issue is. I need to welcome everybody.
Let me see if this one works.
What's that, you?
Oh, there it is.
Don't do that. I hear it.
Yeah.
Get Gino in here. He's the master. He'll
figure out what's going on here.
But you play a sound effect. Nobody will even hear it. Playing
ha,
it.
Ha, ha, ha.
See? Covered it up.
I think I can figure this out.
I still hear it.
Yeah, I can still hear it.
It sounds like one of those deals where if you just move a wire a certain way, right, it'll go away.
Oh, no, it's gone.
I just unplugged it,
yeah.
Unplugged what?
The hanging aside, the source to the board. So it's
there,
back.
There it is.
All right, so no spontaneous, I'm going to have to do that. But, we can still do regular sound effects.
Here's the deal. You'll figure it out.
I'm going to get this thing
You're the master.
Of course.
You're the master. Welcome, everybody. We're glad you're with us. It is the My car on the way in said 96. Limey said at one point you hit 100.
I hit 100 on my car. Chevy Malibu, that's what it said. I
not miles per hour, no, degrees.
Degrees.
And I saw 96, and then throw on top of that the most humidity you could have, and that's how miserable it is. But I think it's going to rain tonight. So we're glad you're with us on this, the 10th of August. Not just a hot, humid day, but a sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Yeah, I know. Fairly close. Off by a couple of months.
Yep.
We need to start with an update about Dan's mother. And it's your mother, and I'm not going to take any of the spotlight here, but I would like, if you don't mind, for those who don't know, last Thursday morning, Dan's mother, Carol.
Not last Thursday, a week ago from this past Thursday.
Oh, my goodness. That's right.
This is like 11 days.
Oh, shoot. I thought it was, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Okay, a week ago Thursday in the morning, she was in a bad car accident. And I'm just going to let him take it from there. But he did something that he and I talked about it this morning, and I think it's a great idea. And I'm going to ask you for Dan and for his mother, just in case he's reluctant to ask. He set up an email address for his mom, and after he tells you what she's been through, I think it'd be great if you would to shoot Dan's mom an email. He came up with a brilliant email address, Carol, amandthepm@yahoo.com. And you put it on our Facebook page, right?
I'm going to. I haven't done that yet.
Okay, so take it away and let them know. Tell them what happened here with your mom.
So a week ago this past Thursday, she veered off a road in Bourbon, Missouri, and ended up hitting a tree and destroyed the complete left side of her car. And the impact primarily hit right where she was sitting. She always rides with her window down, and so it...
Even in this hot weather?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
By choice, not because her air conditioning doesn't work.
No, by choice. She just rides with her window down. And she almost severed her arm that way. Something happened. She has some head injuries. She had some cuts on her head, and those are healing very nicely. She also had a little brain bleed. That is subsided. And things are doing well that way, but her arm was 95% severed, and her elbow was completely gone. There was a gap between the two bones that were in her arm. The only thing really holding her arm together was a artery, a ligament, and a nerve, and she wouldn't be able to make a fist or anything like that, and we tried, the doctors literally tried everything to save her arm, and we finally had to have it amputated, and that happened yesterday. So yesterday, she had her arm amputated, her left arm. She's left-handed. She plays the organ at church, and if anyone can figure out how to play the organ with one hand, it'll be her. So she's very resilient, and I went up there today, and they ended up taking her off a ventilator. She's been on a ventilator for a while. Now she's trying to talk, and you can't understand. When somebody's on a ventilator, it's really hard to understand them because their vocal cords are been compromised and their throat's been compromised. So she's trying to say different things. She's a huge fan of our show. I mean, she will tell me what we've talked about, what we talked about last week, and she would tell me, the listeners need to know this, and she'll even call me in the middle of the show on my phone, and I'm like, Mom, I'm on the air. My microphone is on.
Let me ask you, does she ever get on you and scold you for, you shouldn't have said that?
Every once in a great while. Every once in a great while, she will. She goes, oh, you shouldn't have said that, anything like that. That's... But she is just a massive fan of this show.
She's listening now, right?
She is listening right now.
Can we thank the nurse?
Yes.
I think, yeah, go ahead. This is fantastic. Here, we've talked about this. In a hospital, you don't get to listen to this show. They give you that goofy handheld thing, and the little TV speaker is in there, and you might get maybe a couple of radio stations, but it won't be what you want to listen to. Mm-hmm. So patients can't listen to us. So go ahead and tell them what this nurse did.
Her name is Catalina. She's a trauma nurse in the ICU. She downloaded our app on her phone before I left, and she has it sitting in my mom's room so she can listen to the show.
Catalina, that's another example of how great nurses are.
And I call her wine mixer.
Yeah. You know, a doctor wouldn't have done that. No, sorry, doctors. No offense. No. But
I get it.
A doctor wouldn't have said, here's my cell phone. Let's download the app. They don't do that.
Yes.
But nurses do.
And when I was leaving today, because I went up there today, and she has no idea what's happening. And today was the first day that she figured out she doesn't have her left arm. And that was pretty difficult to deal with. And we're trying to explain to her what's happening. The chaplain was in there, and she's trying to explain what happened. And she doesn't remember the accident. She doesn't remember a lot of things. But I think the more she wakes up, the more she'll, you know, we'll be able to explain to her. And they have a lot of different resources and help at the hospital to come in and talk to her about it. But, And she did say today, she goes, but I play organ. I play the organ. So she did say that. And then when I told her that I was getting ready to leave, I said, I'm going to leave and I'll be back after work. I said, but I'm going in to work and I'll be back. And she said, listen, I want to listen. And so Catalina thought that she wanted to watch TV or something. I said, no, she wants to listen.
Catalina, a nurse, actually thought you were on television?
No, she didn't even know that I was on radio. I didn't say anything. And she thought she wanted to watch some TV show or something. And I said, no, it's radio. And so I told her what we do and who we are and everything. And she said, I'll download the app and she can listen to it. So
good for her.
Yeah. And I told Catalina, I said, you guys are rock stars. And I mean, every one of the nurses that she's had have been unbelievable.
You just turned what? 62?
Two.
One?
Yeah.
62.
Yes.
Your mom's listening now.
Yes, she is.
So
Carol Ann.
I want to talk to your mom for a second because I don't know your mom. I met your mom. I don't know her very well.
Yeah.
So Carol Ann, here's the deal. I'm not going to say what a lot of people will say, that, oh, you know, everything will be okay, everything will be, you lost your arm. It's a bummer. It's really a bummer. I don't care how old you are, how young you are, when you realize a limb is gone, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. But here's what I sort of know about you. You are an 84-year-old in the body of a 54-year-old, in the mind of a 54-year-old. And if anybody will get through it, you'll get through it, and eventually you'll probably figure out a way to laugh about it, have fun about it, and just you'll deal with it. Here's the other thing I want to tell you. 62 years ago, you and your husband at the time produced one of the finest people that I have ever met. Oh. I have never met anybody nicer than your son. So no matter what else happens to you in your life, or whatever you do or don't accomplish, you should know that whatever it is that you did raising Dan, you did it right. I have never in my life met anybody easier to be around than he is. So the world, at least the world who has encountered him, thanks you for that. And that's it. I'm not going to say anything stupid like, well, I know how you must feel. No, I don't. Never lost a limb. But watch. Dan will bring you your emails from our listeners. And I'm hoping that somewhere in the audience, if anybody out there lost a limb or a family member did, maybe you can share that experience with Carol and let her know that life goes on and she'll be fine. And it has to come from somebody like that because we're not qualified to. We don't have the credentials to.
What do we know what we're talking about?
Exactly.
You know, we have no idea what she's going through.
But I do know this. I don't care, again, how old you are, who you are, or left-handed, right-handed, man, woman. Bummer. It's just a bummer. But here's the good news, Carol. Apparently, your brain is fine. And there was initial concern you had brain damage, and you don't. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing. And well, it's always easy to say, but look at the bright side. You got this, you got this.
Right.
I don't want to start that, but I do want you, Carol, to know that one thing that you did 62 years ago, and there's no way you could have known how many people. Look, I say all the time, I can't stand it when I read when somebody passes away and then you read, oh, when they walked in the room, they lit up the room. It's overused. It's cliched. In Dan's case, it's the truth.
It is.
It is the absolute truth. And he is the only person, I think, that I've ever known where you can say that. And it applies. And that goes for everybody I have ever known who's ever known him. And there just aren't many people you can say that about. So good for you, Carol. And what was your dad's name?
Don.
Carol and Don. Oh, Don. Yeah. Well, crap. Yeah. I know your dad. Yeah. And good for Don.
Yeah. Remember Don?
I keep thinking that, yeah, because they're divorced. I keep thinking that he's not, because you've got a kind of a complicated family, some step moms and dads and whatever in there, but so Carol and Don did a good job.
We put the fun in dysfunction.
And again, since you're not a selfish person and you're not a self promoter, so I will once again give everybody Carol's email address. And if you can't remember it, by what? By tonight?
Oh yeah, it'll be on I'll our definitely Facebook have page. It on there by this afternoon. I think I'll have it on there.
Carol AM and the PM. At yahoo.com. And that's a great email address. It's easy to remember. But if you forget it, tonight you go to facebook.com/AM and the PM, our Facebook page, and Dan will have it up there. And I'm sure she'll appreciate, I know she will, the email she's about to get from you folks. And this way you can address her directly because it'll be her email, and Dan will print them out for her.
And we would talk almost every day usually, and then she would call me and tell me these god-awful stupid joke. So now you know where I get some of them.
Now, since I know Carol is listening, and since you said that on occasion, she'd say to you, I can't believe you talked about that. You shouldn't have said that. Only one time did my mother, who did not particularly care for what I do for a living, she particularly cared for me. So she never was impressed with anything that I did. And the proof of that is rather than ever say, good for you, way to go, or you did okay, I'm glad you found something you like to do for a living. No. The only thing she ever said was she was in town and she had the show on. And later that day, because I was on in the morning, all she said was, well, she said, I listened to your show today. I said, oh, that's great. She goes, why do you have to talk about pubic hair? That's all she said. She said, why in the world would you talk about that on the air? And I said, because it's interesting. And the question I had asked was, on the air, I had said, and everybody in the room pitched in, I said, why do we have pubic hair? And my mother thought that was disgusting and unnecessary and not something people should talk about. Yet it generated a whole bunch of calls from people.
Sure it did.
All giving their what they thought the reason was that we had pubic hair. Does anybody want to take a guess on what we ended up all agreeing was the reason that Mother Nature gave people pubic hair?
Right. Isn't it to kind of like protect it from the elements, to kind of keep it warm or something?
No.
No.
In case you get crabs, they kind of hang out there.
No. We decided crabs. It's all about friction. Because without that hair, two people, you create irritating friction.
You
from
start a fire down there.
When you bump when you bump uglies together, with hair.
And
everybody sort of went, hey, that sounds so that's what we agreed on.
I have a theory that mankind is the science project of some stoner seventh grader of an alien civilization. Because seriously, I mean, think about it. The presentation he made in class. Yeah, I got this place called Earth. We got like white people and black people and yellow people, and sometimes there's all these wars going on, all these diseases. People are cheating on each other stuff. And the guys, it's awesome because like they got hair on their head until they're 40, and then it stops growing and it starts growing on their back.
Yeah, it doesn't. That's it's all
why,
weird.
Why is that? That's just. I mean, seriously, when whoever put us together, why would they say, all right, let's let their hair stay on their head until they're about 40, and then let us start going.
My case, 23. Okay. Even more cruel for me.
I know.
So there you go, Carol. That was my mother's only comment about. I think you're probably a little easier on Dan than she did on me. Seriously, well, I know she heard lots.
Are you serious?
I just said I was.
Yeah.
She heard lots of shows. Never once, ever, did she say she enjoyed it. That was it one time.
Right.
Well, you didn't have to talk about pubic hair.
My mom promotes our show more than anybody I know. She will tell people, you have to listen to this show, because she'll tell them a joke or she'll tell them something that we talked about, and then somebody will laugh and they go, and then she'll promote the show and tell them that they have to listen
when,
to the show.
When your mom is feeling better and when she's ready, I actually have a joke about losing an arm. I do.
Okay.
There's a joke about everything, and I know a joke about losing an arm, but I'm not about to tell it till you tell me that Carol says she's ready.
Okay.
Give me all clear.
Yeah, all clear.
Right. Then we'll clear.
And this is where the too soon, would apply if I did it today, because it would be too soon.
And there was one thing yesterday. My sister was in talking to her shortly after this all happened. Or no, it was before. It was actually before the surgery. And she was kind of in and out of it and in and out of it. And we could talk to her. She would open her eyes and just kind of nod a little bit. And she said, "Do you want me to have Dan come in?" And my mom shook her head, "No."
That had to hurt.
I know. No. No, we just laughed about it. But I have one more thing for the Burke segment.
Sure. Well, we didn't actually.
Oh,
we didn't know. I'll start it right now.
Sure. Okay.
Does anybody have anything to say?
Dan does.
Dan Strauss.
No, I don't. I'm fine. Okay. We had a guy in on the yard sale on Saturday. His name's Ryan Egan, and he's a guitar player.
Good story, Dan.
He's not finished.
No, I'm not finished. Yeah, it's still going. He's 18 years old. He writes his own music, and this guy is a tremendous musician. He's also getting ready to go to Mizzou, but he is on Channel 9 tonight.
Oh, wow.
There's a teen talent show, and it's the finals on Channel 9 from the Fox Theater that they had to go. It was already taped, but it's the teen finals talent show, and it's on Channel 9 tonight. If you want to see this guy, Ryan Egan, he is tremendous, but that's at 8 o'clock tonight on Channel 9.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I had.
That's all I have.
But thank you, everyone. And everyone, when I put something on our Facebook page about my mom, there were over 800 comments
wow.
and everything. And everything
wow.
was...
See?
I know.
They're all positive.
There. Yeah.
They're out there. I've always said we don't know how many.
Right.
It's a lot. And they are unbelievably loyal. So, Carol, AM and the PM at yahoo.com. Anybody else for the Burke segment?
I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Woodburn.
That was thank pretty you. Quiet.
Welcome.
I had an incident this weekend.
Mm.
You poop in your pants?
No.
Dad. That was last weekend.
That was game seven. That was an hour ago last year. I've done that twice, and once was at a hockey game. This kind of reminded me of you in the way I handled this, because of the way you tell stories when people aggravate you, the sort of the tone and the smart alecky responses that you like to give to people, whether it's somebody confronting you in a parking lot.
Did you shout at someone?
What?
Did you just shout at someone?
No. Shout is...
No, I thought you said you shat on someone. I thought you said, did you shat on someone?
That'd make him mad.
No.
I serve papers as part of my living, and on Saturday, I went to serve papers to a house in Wildwood, and a... young lady answered the door.
Now, were these divorce papers?
No, this was a civil matter.
Okay.
A young lady answered the door, a young girl answered the door. I couldn't tell how old she was because she had a mask on.
Mm.
She was extremely heavy and short. And I asked if the individual was there I was looking for, which was an elderly male. And she said, she was kind of muffled in the sound. When people talk behind a mask sometimes.
Right.
Well, long story short, this girl had Down syndrome and I didn't know it. Because she had a mask on,
right.
and all I could see was the eyes, and I said, is John here? The guy's name was John. I says, right. John here. She said, no, he's not. Where is he at? Well, he'll be back later. Okay, is his wife here? No, she's not. She's at the lake. I said, okay. And as we're having this conversation, a cat jailbreaks out the front door and goes flying down the yard. And this girl became extremely traumatized and started screaming and started hobbling after the cat. But this girl was really, really, really overweight, so overweight that her legs kind of had to jut out 10 and 2 o'clock when she kind of wobbled. Well, she got right to the cat, and the cat stopped, and when she bent down to pick up the cat bolted, and she face planted into the ground.
Oh,
I mean, it was a stumble, and it was a you know, kind of a, and I walked over there to help her and to help her get up, make sure she was okay, and she kind of pushed herself up, and I said, "You all right?" And she had dirt all over herself, and she's like, "You know, I'm fine." And the cat was about 15 feet away at this point monitoring us. And she runs over to it again. And as she gets to it again, she reaches down to pick it up. The cat bolts again, and she face plants again.
Oh, my goodness.
And finally, I finally intervened and dropped my notebook, this black binder I carry with me everywhere. And I went over and kind of cornered the cat and played friendly here, kitty, kitty. And I got the cat back in her hands. And she was crying. Hair and she up. Went back in the door. And I said, "Well, will you give these? Who are you to John? I'm his stepdaughter." I said, "Okay, well, will you give these to him? How old are you? 30 something? Will you give these papers to him and have a nice day?" She said, "Okay, yeah, that's fine." Oh, and she said her mom was at the lake. I said, "Where's your mom?" She said, "She's at the Lake of the Ozarks with my sisters." I said, "Okay." So about an hour and a half later, I'm at home relaxing, reading the paper, drinking coffee on my couch, and I get a phone call from an unknown person that I don't know, unbeknownst to me, and it's this girl's mother. Mm-hmm. And she tears me a new limb. I mean, what are you doing serving a young lady with Down syndrome papers from a legal manner, you son of a bee? What is your problem? Don't you ever come to my house again. She goes, "Don't you know the word divorce, and he doesn't even live there?" And then, I mean, she's just tearing me up.
Wow,
and I said,
she was mad,
and I mean, she went off, and she was cussing. I took it. Wow. And I said, "First of all, ladies, let me tell you something. I didn't know your daughter had Down syndrome. She had a mask on. I kind of figured it out, but I mean, but she did have a mask on, right? And I didn't even tell her about the cat incident, right? About helping this girl with the cat. And she's just going on. Don't you ever come to my house again. You call me at this number. I don't want you stepping on my property, you SOB. You traumatized my daughter. You did this. You did that. You did." I mean, she's just on and on and on and on and on. And finally, I said, "Ma'am, I'll tell you what. I said, your husband no longer lives there. Do you know where he lives?" "Yeah, I do." She gives me his address. I said, "I'll tell you what. I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to go online, and I'm going to nominate you for Mother of the Year for taking your two daughters down to the lake and leaving the one with Down syndrome home crying with a cat."
Yeah, there you go.
And she started. She goes, "Oh, you're a real son of a beer." Like, she was like starting to click her and hung up on her.
But you've got a point.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Obviously, she didn't like those apples.
And in the 3 years that I have known you and worked with you, you have changed my personality to the point where I have downgraded my level of veracity and vulgarness in response to people, because I've watched you handle situations. It's like the guy when I had road rage the other day, and 50-year-old Tim Woodburn looked at him and just said, "You're having a really bad day, aren't you?" And 40-year-old Tim Woodburn probably been throwing coins at him,
right,
or water bottles at him, or something. You know, it's funny how you get older and you start acting differently on different situations. And 10 years ago, I would have told that lady I'd have cussed her word for word.
No. Right.
And I didn't
shoot her out.
And you wouldn't have gotten anywhere or accomplished anything.
No, except an elevated heart rate and probably angry about it.
But by just calling attention to the fact that she may not be the greatest mother, leaving a Down syndrome. You won.
You better believe that girl's going down to the lake next weekend.
Well, I mean,
no, good for you.
And maybe there's a reason that maybe the girl doesn't like to go to the lake. Maybe, you know, or whatever. She's scared of the water. There could be a reason.
I don't know.
But the fact that I insinuated that she was mistreating a handicapped child.
Well, that's going to hurt.
I mean, I got her.
Well, first of all, it's obvious this girl is emotionally delicate, and a little incident like that cat thing. I don't even think about Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. John Landoff does. His sister has it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know this. If that girl is that fragile, to leave her there with the cat, what if something else really bad had happened to the cat while she was there by herself?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, She was in her 30s. I forgot. She told me she was 31 or 32. I've known some people with Down syndrome. A friend of mine used to own a restaurant, and he would purposefully hire people with Down syndrome to serve as a hostess at his restaurant because to give them employment. And it was just kind of, there was a couple of them. I know another guy that also hired just one Down syndrome girl to be a hostess at his. He doesn't own the restaurant anymore. He's aiming the PM though. But I know another guy that owns restaurants. It was in Kentucky, and he would hire Down syndrome people to like be. It was kind of a.
Did you see Peanut Butter Falcon?
I did not.
No, but I do want to see that.
It's really good. And the kid in it who stars in it. It actually has Down syndrome, and his dream is to be a wrestler. It's really good.
Wow.
And he is himself, and he does a great job.
Wasn't there a kid, what was that
Corky.
TV show?
Corky.
Yeah.
Yes. I can't remember the name of the show, but he starred in a series,
and
he was fantastic. Here's what I have observed about Down syndrome people. One, it's hard to determine their age, first of all.
Sure.
But they are oblivious to the fact that they're different, and they're happy. They're happier than we are, and they're lovable and likable, and having one as a greeter makes all the sense in the world because they love everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They could be.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're kind.
All right.
Yeah.
Good for you for not, you know.
Yeah.
It's the old way.
Right. Well, and you know, I don't know how you are or Dan, how you are. Limey, you're probably not old enough to have changed your ways a whole lot, but Dan, you know, as you got older, I'm sure you got less angry at people.
I don't think he's on the phone right now.
He was ever really angry.
Oh,
he's just not an angry guy.
Gotcha.
It's just that guy.
All right,
that was it.
Okay. Anybody else, Burke segment?
I have something for the Burke segment real quick.
Okay. Here's Limey Phillips, everybody.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So I actually was able to speak to a listener earlier today that's been to Birmingham. And this is three worlds kind of connecting. A listener from the show knows you, has been for years, has been to England through Centene, and he works for Centene, and I helped him out this morning. So he kind of like, he was mentioning different parts of Birmingham. I was like, hey, I know that, you know, and it kind of gave me a bunch of flashbacks. So
years ago, say hello. I wrote a song that sort of talks about what you just said. I wrote a song called "It's a Small World."
Oh wow!
And Disney
it's a popular
stole it.
Song,
they stole
think.
It.
Yeah, I was about to say I've heard that.
I wrote that.
Yeah. Wow. So, Carson Sumner, thank you. There you go.
I'm gonna give the phone numbers. Let me give the phone numbers. You can jump in, join in, add something, whatever. These are the same numbers you'll need next hour for Josh Bauman, who's going to help you with your technical aggravations. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Should we talk to Hockey Bob? Could we do that?
Heck yeah.
Let's do it. Hockey Bob is on the phone. Hello, Hockey Bob. Welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful in this hot, humid day. I'm about ready to go jump in my pool. But hey, a quick story about a friend of mine who I grew up with that had a Down syndrome girl. But first off, do you remember what they used to call Down syndrome?
Mongoloid.
Mongoloid. Where the heck did they come up with that name from?
I don't know. My guess is the first case was a Mongolian, an Asian, you know, over in Asia.
No, I get you. All probably. I remember hearing is Mongoloid features. That's all I remember hearing.
And it's kind of like Siamese twins. I'm guessing conjoined twins. The first case was
started over there.
Siam and the Siamese twins. Did we lose him?
I guess Hockey Bob left.
Bob.
Bye, Hockey Bob.
Yeah, well, we lost the connection.
Say lobby.
Burke segment, is that it? Limey, is that it for you? Burke segment is officially closed. I have another joke for your mom when she feels better. It's a car accident joke.
Oh, man.
Oh, wait. Is it the...
In fact, the one with the arm is also a car accident joke.
Oh, I don't think I've heard the one with the arm.
No, you have. You just don't...
Is the car accident joke the one where the Polak comes across his Polish friend?
You can't say.
No.
I don't think
you
can say Polak anymore, can you?
Yeah. No, you can't.
Dan?
Okay. Well, I take it back.
You're in trouble now with the FCC. You just violated the FCC rule.
Well, what if I say it backwards? It'll take it back. Klaylock.
Nope.
Actually, there is no rule. There's no breaking laws or any rules. It's just for whatever reason.
It's just offensive.
And I used to work with a guy who was Polish, and he told me more Polak jokes than anybody in my life has ever told me. He thought they were hilarious. And his name ended with Niski. He was really Polish. And it's like a blonde person telling you blonde jokes.
What was his name again?
Something Niski. Well, it's Polish.
You know what you could do, Tim? You could say, so Roman Polak was...
Roman Polak. A hockey player.
Yeah, he's a hockey player. Blues. He's played with the Blues.
No
yeah.
C in Polak on his name, though.
All right. I'm now. Well, shoot. I have to do some business. And then I'm going to bring you up to speed on... Folks, Friday night is our big trivia night at Ameristar. It's going to be a hoot. It's going to be fantastic. There's still a chance for somebody out there to go and sit at our table. We'll talk about that after I...
Yeah. May I interrupt?
Sure.
People are asking, Dan, on the text line, people are asking, how do they spell your mom's name? Is it Carol with an E or without an E on the end?
Oh, without an E. I'm getting ready to put it on the C-A-R-O-L.
There you go. Thank you.
C-A-R-O-L, AM in the PM at yahoo.com. Went into First Community Credit Union on Olive for the second time in 2 weeks. And that's very unusual for me because I go in the Valley. And I'll tell you why I went to the one on Olive, because right across the street is a very reputable place where you take gold and silver. And I have some gold and silver that I've been sitting on for 25 years. Take a look at the current price of gold and silver. So last week I had some silver, took it in, went right across the street to First Community Credit Union and deposited the money. Same thing today. I went in there today and it was... easy peasy. I don't know who says that or why they say it. I never used that, but I just did. First Community Credit Union is a place to bank. It's where my wife and I have done our banking for several years now and nowhere else. We've done business loans. We've done car loans, home loans. Our sons have commercial business that they do, and they use the First Community Credit Union. So if you're a small business, you probably need a banking partner. They would love to talk to you because they love small business. If you're just a person or a couple, they also would love to have you as a member. Now, again, remember, it's a banking place. First Community Credit Union is, in many ways, like a lot of other banking facilities. Here's the way they're different. Here's where they're different. Rates. Let me find it. I just cut out, because I saw it this morning, and immediately cut it out. Here it is, right here. Mortgage rates fall to a 30-year low. 30 years. 2.88% 30-year loan. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac has reported that, folks, that is, now's the time. You want to buy a house? You go to First Community Credit Union, because if that's the average, I'm telling you, I doubt seriously anybody can beat the rate First Community Credit Union will give you. Now, your rate is going to be determined by your credit score and other things, the amount of the mortgage, how much the house costs, blah, blah, blah. But all that being equal, you go from banking facility to banking facility. I don't think anybody can touch them. I don't think anybody can beat them. You be the judge. But please include them when you're doing your shopping for a car loan, a home loan. And we'd love to have you as a member and have you do all your banking at First Community Credit Union as we do. Their website is firstcommunity.com. They have over 40 locations. It is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. Simon Cowell broke his back in three places. Ooh. On an electric bike.
Ooh.
And they said it's a miracle he's not paralyzed. Three places he broke. Changing gears on an electric trail bike. And so I guess Simon won't be. America's Got Talent. Is that the thing where?
America's Got Talent.
What's interesting is he started on American Idol. This is what's interesting to me. Mm-hmm. And now he's America's Got Talent. But when I think of him, I still think of American Idol, because to me, the best days of American Idol were Randy Jackson, Paula Abdul, Simon Cowell. That was the best. Yes, that was the best of American Idol.
Now, I think he owns, doesn't he own America's Got Talent?
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me.
I think he does.
Band One Direction, which he's created numerous boy bands, but I think he gets like 20% or 15% of everything that One Direction
he's
makes.
He's into a lot of things. This guy's very wealthy.
Yeah, he's probably got more money than I've got sense.
And Dan, the only time we ever had him on the show, I expected him to be a jerk. He was as nice as he could be.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And I said, how much do you spend on T-shirts? Because he wears T-shirts all the time. And he said, about $80 a piece.
Yeah.
So, and he tells me the cash. So I went and bought one. Guess what? I don't look like Simon Cowell in it. I don't. But he could not have been nicer.
Yeah, he was very nice.
And that was when Idol was huge, and he was known for being that jerk on the show.
Right. Yes.
But I couldn't have been nicer. So Simon Cowell, broken back, three places. Apparently, he'll be okay.
Man, I'll tell you something. The weather radar site that I review to update the weather on the hour, it has
coming, isn't
on
it?
A scale of 1 to 40 of intense, with 40 being the highest.
Oh, shoot.
I rarely see anything higher than 37. There's some 40
on
cells.
The way?
Coming right down the Highway 70 corridor, going through Columbia and Mexico right now.
So what?
It's going to hit Wentzville in about an hour in downtown St. Louis, probably 20-30 minutes after. This is some of the nastiest weather
show
right now.
Tonight?
Right now.
Wow.
So what's 40 on the scale?
We're talking
like monsoon.
Well, it's like you know, tornadic conditions and weather damaging,
5-6 inches in
weather damaging gusts of wind and stuff.
Awesome.
Thank you, John Fuller.
This is where our app may actually cost some people their lives. Because
thank you, Angela.
Our traditional signal, AM signal, has the warning static when a storm comes.
That's true.
AM radio crackles and pops. That is built in, as we've told you before, is a warning. Sadly, the app is crystal clear, and there may be people oblivious to the weather that's coming and be swept up in horrible weather and killed because of the app.
That was the one thing I told my mom about, because she says, when it storms, I have a hard time getting you out here. And I said, we need to get you on a smartphone. She refuses. She has a flip phone. And I'm like, we need to get you on a smartphone. So now she will understand, because she's listening on the app, in the hospital.
The app saved AM radio in so many ways. One, clarity. Two, there is no limit. There's no signal limit anymore.
You can reach everyone.
When we were in Germany, just for grins, I hit the crystal clear. Yeah. There it was. Yep. That was 7 hours different or so, but it worked. It was there. So for those of you who, I don't know, you're holding out for whatever reason, today is the kind of day where the storm's going to come through, and it's going to crackle and pop, and you're going to lose it right at the punchline on the joke. The people streaming and on the app won't, and I truly believe that's most people. That's the way most people listen to this show now, just based on the email that I get. Is they stream it or they go to the app. I want to share with you an email from Martin. I won't mention Martin's last name because he didn't say you can mention my last name. You never know. He says, I was in St. Louis recently for some family business, and I had the opportunity to stop by Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill. I was greeted by one of the grandsons, a nephew of Marco, and I told him I was AM in the PM. I needed some steak knives, and I asked for the kind that you got. And I also picked up some personal protective equipment. When I was checking out, I asked the young man who he thought was a better pickleball player, Frank or Marco. He immediately said, oh, I'm sure it's Marco. He's pretty athletic. They have a great, and he's right, by the way, Marco Bertarelli, I now know, after playing twice, is a better pickleball player than I am. He's also younger, so you got to factor that in. He says, what a great store they have, and I also took your advice. While I was on the Hill, I had a great lunch on the Hill. And then get this, he says on another note, I love this guy. He says, I contacted Window World about windows and siding for our house. Unfortunately, Window World has defined territories for their franchises. Now, this guy lives, I'm thinking, oh, he says at the bottom, Southern Illinois. He said, but they referred me to the franchisee down here. And the service I received from the other store was outstanding, so I'm sure Window World Corporate has high customer standards. I've always been impressed with the quality of their product, blah, 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 blah. He goes on and on and on. And he says, good luck with the trivia tournament. I would have loved to have had the last $2,000 spot at your table, but unfortunately I have a conflict. Your loyal AM of the PM listener in Southern Illinois, Martin. Martin, I'm glad you like Bertarelli Cutlery. Everybody does. And as we continue to be the victims of this pandemic, and as many people who work various places have to wear these masks and practice this stuff to work there, and then require some places all customers to wear them, you got to get that stuff somewhere. Bertarelli, they have a warehouse.
Hey, St. Louis, where can you go for the best selection on a new appliance purchase? Yes, that's right. Appliance Discounters, and we're now featuring The Art of Appliances by AD for that creative palette. See The Art of Appliances with a variety of color options along with the full line of Bosch appliances at our newest location in Maplewood at the Deer Creek Shopping Center. At Appliance Discounters, there's no limit on design and color options, and we want to bring these choices to our customers. Shop any of our six locations or online at theappliancediscounters.com.